Good morning, folks. Rise and shine. It is Saturday morning, and you are here for Amy's Kids Show on WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick. If you're on the radio, listening on the radio, you're not on the radio, but if you're listening on the radio, you're probably tuned in to 91.1 FM, maybe, if you're around the Plainfield area, or 91.7 FM, if you're up around the Hardwick general area, because we are on the air and we are on the radio. We are live this morning, and good morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful spring day. And of course, because it's May 1st, it's the first day of the month, we're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit when we wake up. So rabbit, rabbit, everyone. It is the first day of a brand new month, and it happens to be my favorite month of the whole year. And that's because if you take the word May and you switch the first two letters around, you get my name. So I always thought that was super special when I was a kid. And it's also just the most beautiful month ever, especially here in Vermont. So happy spring. And I'm really excited. I get excited in the spring to do new things and try things. And I don't know if you heard me snapping my fingers when we started the show this morning, but this is a little trick that I learned when I was a kid. You guys know how to do that? You go snap, snap, pop with your hands, and you just learn to do it over and over. You practice and practice over and over till you can do it really fast. And what we're going to be talking about today is actually just that. It's about how do we learn things, right? How do we learn how to do stuff? How do we learn about the world? And I was a little sad that my friend Anansi wasn't here this morning, because if you remember last week when I came into the station, there was a beautiful spider hiding out under the door here at the station. Well, I guess she has moved on. She was not here this morning, but I kind of wish she was, you know, because last week we were telling a story about a spider, and the spider Anansi had gathered up all the knowledge in the world and put it in a pot, and Anansi was going to keep all the knowledge to himself, right? But then he dropped the pot, and Well, actually, I think he threw the pot because he got angry. And he threw the pot, and the knowledge went everywhere in the world. Well, how do we gather up knowledge? Well, we do it kind of the way a spider does. We make webs. We make webs in our brains out of these tiny cells called neurons. So we're going to be learning about those cells today, those neurons. Each one stores a little bit of information. And then those neurons talk to each other through arms called dendrites. And they build pathways with these arms so they can communicate. And they start to look like webs. And, well, we're going to be learning, right? We're going to be learning all kinds of things. Maybe these things are songs and tunes that you've heard before. Maybe you already have some webs in your brain about some of these great cumulative songs that we're going to hear today. Thank you for joining me. And let's have fun with our neural pathways.
Okay, here we go. This is my mic testing. 1, 2. It's time to play. Have you heard?
Have you heard of Wolfgang Amadeus?
Mozart.
Have you heard the voice of Nat King Cole?
Nuts roasting on an open fire.
Have you heard of Lennon and McCartney?
Won't you please, please help me?
Have you heard of James Brown, King of Soul?
J.S. Bach and Louis Armstrong, Beethoven, Kenny G, Eartha Kitt and Elvis Presley, Brian Wilson, Bob Marley. As big as they got, they all started out very little, like me and you. They were babies too.
All right, let's take a ride on the Reading Railroad.
Have you heard the plays of William Shakespeare?
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Or read aloud the books of Dr. Seuss?
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Have you heard of Tolkien's Land of Hobbits?
Yes, my precious.
A Beatrice Potter's Garden in the Woods.
Run, Peter Rabbit!
Jim Henson and Jerry Lewis. Kurt Vonnegut and Mark Twain. Carl Sagan and Agatha Christie. Jane Austen and Thomas Pitt. As big as they got, they all started out very little,
like me and you. They were babies too.
there's all these big people all around us, but you know what the first thing they said when they came into this world? The same thing that you and I did.
Have you heard the words of Mr. Lincoln?
4 score and 7 years ago.
Have you heard the hopes of Dr. King?
I have a dream.
Have you heard the theories of Albert Einstein?
E equals MC squared.
Or Rachel Carson's warning, silent spring. Charles Darwin and Mother Teresa. Frederick Douglass and Clarence Darrow. Florence Nightingale and Mahatma Gandhi. Jane Goodall and Geronimo. As big as they got, they all started out very little, like me and you. They were babies too.
Okay, kids, I guess that's enough of have you heard. You can go outside and play if you want. What? You want to stay in and do your homework? Wait, come over here. I want to take your temperature. You must not be feeling well.
Circle to the right. Circle to the right.
The old brass wagon.
Circle to the right.
The old brass wagon.
Circle to the right.
The old brass wagon. All together now.
Now come to the center of the circle. Everybody in.
The old brass wagon.
Everybody in.
The old brass wagon.
Everybody in.
The old brass wagon. All together now.
Okay, come back out. Everybody out.
The old brass wagon.
Everybody out.
The old brass wagon.
Everybody out.
The old brass wagon. All together now.
Put your hands down and turn 3 times. Turn around.
The old brass wagon.
Turn around.
The old brass wagon.
Turn around.
The old brass wagon. All together now.
Now touch your shoulders and your knees. Shoulders, knees.
The old brass wagon.
Shoulders, knees.
The old brass wagon.
Shoulders, knees.
The old brass wagon. All together now.
Great. Now clap 3 times. We're gonna touch our toes and jump. Toes and jump.
The old brass wagon.
Toes and jump.
The old brass wagon.
Toes and jump.
The old brass wagon. All together now.
Shout hooray.
The old brass wagon.
Shout hooray.
The old brass wagon.
Shout hooray.
The old brass wagon. Give yourself a hand.
Make your whole body stiff and move like a stick man.
put your hands on your waist, step lively, and do an Irish folk dance. Can you move like a chicken? Now let's do the Mexican hat dance. Move your hands and hips and do the hula.
Oh, we're doing the rock and roll hula. A hula, hula, hula all the day. Wave your hands in the breeze, sway them like the trees. A hula, hula, hula all the day.
Everybody bounce and jiggle like a rubber band. Yowee!
Welcome to the Sugar Bowl, that master of the melody, Mr. Buster Baxter.
Thank you, thank you. I can't snap my fingers. It can't be hard to do. Well, I can crack my knuckles. Mom says that's bad for you. I can break a pencil. It kinda has that sound. My fingers like the other kids around. I practice every morning on the way to school, but finger snappers laugh at me. Someday I will be cool. I ate a fish called Snapper, but it didn't snap anyway.
I mean, they're all wet and slippery, and who can even hear it underwater?
Here's how you do it, Buster. Watch. See? Use your thumb and middle finger.
I can.
It's easy. Show them, pal.
Aw, even Arthur's dog snaps, and I can't. Well, let me tell you, folks.
For whistling.
Aw, man, I can't whistle.
Oh, that's another song. Save it for the next record.
Now I'm snapping. You heard of snapping turtles? I'm a snapping bunny. Woohoo!
I think you need to work on your rhythm.
I don't care. I'm snapping, baby.
Take me out slowly, boys.
fix it, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. Then fix it, dear Willie, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what?
With a straw, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie, with a straw, dear Willie, with a straw.
The straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Well then shorten it, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. Well then shorten it, dear Willie, shorten it.
With what shall I shorten it, dear Liza, with what shall I shorten it, dear Liza, what with what?
With an axe, silly Willie, silly Willie, silly Willie. With the axe, silly Willie, silly Willie, with the axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, the axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Well, then sharpen it, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. Then sharpen it, dear Willie, sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, with what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, what with shall I sharpen it with?
With a stone, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie, with a stone, dear Willie, with a stone.
Dear Liza, the stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, then wet it, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. Well, then wet it, dear Willie, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dumb Liza, wet it.
With the water, silly Willie, silly Willie, silly Willie. With the water, silly Willie, with water.
And what shall I fetch it in, dear Liza, with what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, with what?
With a bucket, dear Willie, dear Willie, dear Willie. With a bucket, dear Willie, with a bucket.
Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now in that bog there was a tree, a weird tree and a rattling tree, tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now on that tree there was a limb, a rare limb and a rattling limb, limb on a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now on that limb there was a branch, a weird branch and a rattling branch, branch on a limb and a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now on that branch there was a nest, a rare nest and a rattling nest, nest on a branch and a limb and a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now in that nest there was an egg, a rare egg and a rattling neck, egg and a nest and a nest and a branch and a limb and a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, rattling bar back down in the valley, oh. Now in that egg there was a bird, a rare bird and rattling bird. Bird in the egg and the egg and the nest and nest and a branch and a branch and a limb and a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bar back down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bar back down in the valley, oh. Now on that bird there was a wing, a gray wing and a rattling wing. Wing on a bird and the egg and a nest and a nest and a branch and a limb and a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bar, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi-ho, the rattling bar, the bog down in the valley, oh. Now on that wing there was a feather, a rare feather and a rattling feather. Feather on the wing and a wing on a bird. And the egg and a nest on a branch and a limb on a tree and a bog down in the valley, oh. Hi ho, the rattling bar, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi ho, the rattling bar, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hi ho, the rattling bog. The bog down in the valley, oh.
Girls and boys, now we're going to learn a few counting rhymes. This is the one about a little boy named Johnny. Now listen to it for a minute and then you can sing it with me. Johnny had one friend, one friend, one friend. Johnny had one friend, Johnny had two. Then Johnny had two friends, two friends, two friends. Johnny had two friends, Johnny had three. Then Johnny had four friends. Oh, you're right. Johnny had three friends, all right? Johnny had three friends, three friends, three friends. Johnny had three friends, Johnny had four. All right, you want to sing it all together with me? Fine, all right, good, all right. Johnny had one friend, one friend, one friend. Johnny had one friend, Johnny had two. Johnny had, all right, that's right. Now, Johnny had two friends, two friends, two friends. Johnny had two friends, Johnny had three. All right, now, Johnny had three friends, three friends, three friends. Johnny had three friends, Johnny had four. All right, you think you could sing it and clap your hands with it, all right. Johnny had one friend, one friend, one friend. Johnny had one friend, Johnny had two. Johnny had two friends, two friends, two friends. Johnny had two friends, Johnny had three. Now Johnny had three friends, three friends, three friends. Johnny had three friends, Johnny had four. Kelly, you had a wonderful counting rhyme for us about one, two, buckle my shoe. So I wonder if you would recite it, and we'll just listen to you for a minute, all right?
One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, knock on the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight.
And then what comes after that? Nine?
Nine, ten.
What?
A big fat hen.
Fine. All right. Now, you heard what she said. You think we could, maybe you could teach it to us now. All right, let's try to do it with Callie. All right, here we go.
One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, knock on the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight. Nine, ten.
A big fat hen. All right, we'll do it once more. We'll do it once more, and then when we get to the big fat hen, we're going to say, a big fat hen. So we'll have a big sound in our voices, all right? Last time this time, all right?
One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, knock on the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight. Nine, ten.
A big fat hen. Thank you, Kelly.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's an atom on the microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's an atom on the microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's an ion on the atom on the microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's an ion on the atom on the microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's an electron on the ion on the atom on the microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump in the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's an electron on the ion on the atom on the microbe on the germ on the hair on the wart on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
Wow, folks, I wish I could talk that fast and tell those new verses. I'm going to have to practice that. I do know A Hole in the Bottom of the Sea. It's one of my favorite songs, but that was a little bit of a new version. So I'm going to have to practice and rewire my brain and insert some new verses because I really like those verses at the end about those tiny microscopic bits, right? And we're going to talk about some microscopic bits today. We're going to be learning exactly about that, neural pathways, and how our brains learn. How does our brain gather information and use it? Well, it all starts with neurons. Not nerds. Nope, not nerds. Neurons. See, the things we learn are stored in our brain in tiny cells called neurons. There are billions of them in each human brain. Each tiny neuron stores a piece of information. And our brain puts these things together, these pieces of information together, to direct our body, to make feelings, and create our thoughts. The neurons reach out to each other and share their information through arms called dendrites, and they grow them as we learn. The more dendrites our neurons have, the more muscle power our brain has. And we grow dendrites by using our brains in new and different ways. As these neurons talk with each other, the dendrites build neural pathways between the neurons. The more often you do each activity, socialize in a certain way, think the same thought, say the same thing, or practice the same song, the bigger the path gets along the neural pathway you are using. The more you practice using each neural pathway, the more permanent it becomes. These paths can grow into roads, and even superhighways, depending on how much traffic or practice each neural pathway gets. Thanks to neural pathways, our brains can build on the skills we learned while we were young to help us learn new things as we get older. In order to learn the math in fifth grade, you first had to learn what numbers even mean and what they look like. You may have even memorized certain math tables and can now answer the math problems without thinking. The more you practice your math, the easier it will get, and then you'll be ready to learn more. Although you may also forget how to do it if you stop practicing for too long. Just like math skills, socializing with others must also be learned and practiced too. Like learning math tables, when we are taught to say please and thank you, we are building neural pathways that get stronger with practice. If we practice something enough, we will be able to do it without even thinking about it. This is how we learn to make it a habit to be polite. If we have made it a habit, then saying please and thank you will be like a reflex. So let me quiz you here now, listeners, and see if you know, if you have these reflexes. Let's say 2 + 2 is? How many of you said 4? Huh? Did you have to think about it? Did you have to count on your fingers? Well, when you were a baby, if I had asked you as a baby, what's 2 + 2, you probably would have said, what? Goo, right? You would have giggled. You would have said, I don't know. I don't even know what 2 is, right? So in order to do 2 + 2 = 4, you've had to learn a lot of things. You've had to build some big neural pathways in your brain between all these ideas and these numbers. And the more you use them, the more they become like a reflex. How about saying thank you? If someone holds the door for you, do you just say thank you right away without even thinking about it? Well, that's another habit that our neural pathways can get into, right? The more we practice it, the more it becomes like a habit. Well, that's it about neural pathways. In a little bit, we're going to hear from an amazing teacher who's going to teach us a little bit more about how we build paths in our brain. And this little bit that she's going to explain is about how when we get older, it's harder to rewire those brains. It's harder to learn new habits when we've already got our old ones. Now, kids, you are very lucky. If you are young, say about 14, 15 years old or younger, then you are busy right now building strong neural pathways. You have a fresh start, a fresh way to begin. You can have new pathways of all kinds. But once you get them, right, it's a little harder to change them when you get older. So this woman's going to explain some tricks on how to understand how your brain works so that you can build new habits and new things as you get older. So this lesson is maybe a little bit more for the grown-ups out there. And this woman also explained that a good way to break your mind of a habit, your neural pathways of a habit, is when you catch yourself doing the bad habit to turn around in a circle. Now, I've been practicing this week, and I have a bad habit that I'm trying to break. And every time I do it, right, it's because I'm doing it without thinking. So to help me think about it when I do it, I do a turn when I catch myself doing it. I actually do a little turn in space. And it's actually been working. It's been raising my awareness of my habits, and then I'm able to change them. So enjoy, guys. Here we go.
Like the spider said to the fly, welcome to my web. You can get lowered into a trap, be careful where you live. There's lots of great things on the web, this we know for sure. But watch your mouth, keep him in your house, don't let him go on tour. .com, .org, .gov, and .net, .this, .that, that's going to my head. .com, .org, .gov, and .net, make sure mom and dad check out.
out the web so they know what side you get. There's so many things to do. Don't just sit in front of your screen while the outdoors waits for you. Baseball, swimming, sunshine, rain, just to name a few. The web is great, but sometimes it can wait, 'cause there's other things you can do. .com, .org, .gov, and .net. .this, .that. Going to my head. .com, .org, .gov, and .net. Make sure mom and dad check out the web so they know what site you get. Make sure mom and dad checks out the web so they know what site you get. .com, .org, .gov, .net, .com.
Pathways in your brain are the source of your power. They are why you can make sense of words in a language you speak, for example, though you can't make sense of words in a language you don't speak. When your eyes or ears take in a word, they send electricity to your brain. If that electricity flows into neurons you've already connected to other neurons, the word has meaning. If unconnected neurons are triggered, the word is meaningless. Obviously, you can learn a new language, but building so many connections takes tremendous effort after the neuroplasticity of puberty. The pathways you've built so far make you who you are. Your old pathways shape your neurochemical responses in the same way. When your senses observe the world around you, electricity is sent to your brain and it flows more easily into neurons connected by past experience. Whatever neurochemical was activated in that past experience is more easily activated now. Sometimes your sensors trigger patterns that do not fit your past experience, and then electricity flows weakly and may even fizzle out. You are not a prisoner of your old pathways. You have the power to blaze a new trail through your jungle of neurons. But it's hard, so people often fall back on their old roads. Those old roads feel good because they process more with less effort, so you feel like you're getting things done. And they feel safe because they lead to the rewards you've learned to get and the pain you've learned to avoid. But old pathways can never be a roadmap to the rewards and pain of the present, so we all get stung by the unreliability of our old neural pathways. You've tried to break away from your old neural pathways, but when you do, the back roads of your brain feel so uncomfortable that you tend to give up and let your electricity flow into the paths of least resistance. Here is a better way to free yourself from old neural pathways. Build a new path with conscious effort. That seems hard because you don't know how you built your old roads in the first place. Let's take a closer look at how neural trails get built. When electricity travels along a neuron, it can't activate a neighboring neuron unless it has enough power to jump across the gap or synapse between them. That jump gets easier each time a synapse is sparked. It's as if you have tiny rowboats waiting to carry messages across the synapse, but the rowers are bad at reaching the other side unless they've had practice. Once you've used a synapse a lot, the rowers are so efficient that you don't even notice them. Brain chemicals give your robot superpower. Anything that triggered dopamine in your past developed synapses that are easy to spark today, which is why you anticipate rewards in ways you've gotten rewards before. Whatever triggered oxytocin in your past developed synapses that tell you when to trust. Whatever triggered serotonin in your past developed neurons that tell you when to expect social importance. Each brain wires itself to expect good feelings in ways that worked before. Some of the pathways in your brain developed into superhighways thanks to a chemical called myelin. Myelin insulates neurons so the electricity can't leak out. That makes neurons so efficient that whatever you do with your myelinated neurons feels natural and normal. The brain is full of myelin when you're under age 8 and during puberty. So the neurons you activated frequently during those years become your superhighways. It's easy to see how this works in others. Find out a person's youth and you can easily see the old highways shaping their present impulses. In yourself, this can be harder to see because your verbal brain is so good at coming up with good explanations. Once your myelin years are over, you can't build new superhighways, but you can build new trails and learn to trust them. Just follow these three simple steps and you will give your electricity a new place to flow. 1. Choose a new behavior or thought pattern that would serve you well. 2. Repeat the new choice a lot so your synapses become efficient. 3. Boost that electricity by spending less energy on other things. To see why this works, imagine yourself in the Amazon with a machete. You decide to slash a new trail because the highways don't lead where you want to go. Every step forward takes enormous effort, and all that hard work is wasted because the new trail grows over quickly and disappears into the undergrowth. But if you slash the same trail every day for 45 days, a new path gets established. It's not a highway, but it flows well enough to free you from the limits of your old roads. The new trail feels dangerous at first, but you carry on because you know the feeling is not a real threat, and you know the feeling will soon be rewired.
On this song, boys and girls, I'd like for you to be my echo. Whatever I sing, you sing back to me. I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing. A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
I'm playing the baritone ukulele. Let's change to the guitar. Guy Gilbert is playing. I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
Now let's change to the kazoo and add the ukulele. And we'll just have instruments this time. Now, if you have a kazoo, play along too. Change to the banjo. No walks like me.
No one walks like me.
No one talks like me.
No one talks like me.
No one thinks like me.
No one thinks like me.
I'm special in my own way.
I'm special in my own way.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
Once again. I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
I'm changing.
A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
Keep that going. A little bit every day.
A little bit every day.
Keep it going. A little bit every day.
Monster bonus track. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, baby, don't you run so fast. You might fall on a piece of glass. There might be snakes having that glass. Grandma's hands. Grandma's hands soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands, they used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her, she said, baby, grandma, understand. I know you really love that man, so put your faith in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hands. You wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I know I'm a grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's
hands.
Just a kid.
Sometimes it seems no one listens to me. That's okay, 'cause I know someday they will. I'll just be a kid as long as I can, 'cause I know being grown up is just a
more than 3 foot 3.
I'm a kid. It's such a great time to be a kid. So all you grown-ups, go ahead with your plans.
it seems no one listens to me. That's okay, I know someday they will. I'll just be a kid as long as I can, 'cause I know being grown up is just over a hill. I'm a kid and I'm happy I am. Soon enough I'll be a woman or a man. Until then I'm gonna sing and play, 'cause I'm a kid. I'm a kid and I'm happy to be just a kid.
Interesting things to be, and she said, "That's okay. You have plenty of time to decide, and besides, you have lots of good ideas, like an astronaut,
liftoff,
a math teacher,
two and two is four,
a carpenter nailing,
tap tap tap,
the finest cook,
soup's on,
an elephant tamer,
sit here please,
a runner racing,
ready set go,
and a ballet dancing truck driver."
Thank you.
Well, howdy all you ballet dancing truck drivers out there like me. I want to be all those things. I love all those things. And I'm so glad to hear that song again. I hope you don't mind we've repeated that one. It turns out that kids really love repetition. They did some research when they were putting out that show Blue's Clues a couple decades ago. And they found out that kids actually love repetition so much that they played the same episode all week until Friday, and then they'd come out with something new because they just love to repeat, because repeating is how we learn, and kids are just like learning lovable creatures, right? They just want to spend all day doing it, and even grown-ups too. I'm learning every day, and repetition certainly helps, which is why we've had a lot of counting songs today. We had a bunch of counting and rhymes from Ella Jenkins. We have about four of her CDs here at the GDR library here in the station, and she just does such a great job of teaching the kids, right, through repetition and music, which helps us like build those neural pathways and help make them stronger, faster. Another way we can make them faster and stronger is with pictures, right? When we picture a ballet dancing truck driver or the bird in the nest on the branch on the tree, right? In the Rattlin Bog, the splendid bog. We learn new things and we build pathways stronger by having pictures attached to them, maybe even feelings. That's what those hormones were all about. That our teacher friend was sharing with us earlier in the show, oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin. These hormones help our brains connect feelings, good feelings, to these thoughts that we're learning. So get out there today, guys. Grow some positive neurons. Fill them with positivity. Wiggle and giggle, because laughing and positive feelings are going to help your brain grow. So whatever age you are, old or young, in between, we're all here on Amy's Kids Show every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. And it looks like we've got just 1 minute left till the next show, so please stick around, keep listening. We have great stuff on the station here. I'm so glad you joined me on WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick. We'll see you next week for more Kids Show. We're going to be learning about how brains change over time while we're growing, and how young brains are different, and how we learn. We're going to keep learning and growing. I hope you do too. Have a fabulous Saturday. Happy May. And maybe catch out the All Species Day Parade tomorrow. That's happening Sunday at the State House. So be there, be square, folks. Celebrate species any way you can. Happy Saturday. Have a great weekend. You're the best.
This is Matt Wilson. I'm in Goddard's undergraduate program. If you can hear my voice, you're tuned to Goddard College Community Radio. We are WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick, 91.1 and 91.7 FM. We're also online at WGDR.org, where you can get program information and more.